Today FM's Last Word on Business with Matt Cooper and Capital Flow, providing cash flow solutions for businesses in Ireland with invoice discounting.
Today FM.
Ian Guider, Markets Editor of the Business Post, is with us for our daily update. And of course, Level 5 went into operation today. Very serious for non-essential retailers who have had to shut. But they have had some good news, I think, relatively good news today from government, particularly those that don't perhaps have a well-developed internet sales system.
Yeah, a little bit of common sense being announced by the government today that if you are a retailer that can operate a click and collect or a click and delivery, or if you can take orders over the telephone, that as long as somebody is within 5 kilometres of your store, that you will be allowed to operate, so long as you can operate safely. And I think this is a sense that perhaps for some local retailers that would have a loyal customer base, if they have an app, if they have a website, if they've got good phone ordering, that, yeah, you can deliver. Yes, you can pop up, so long as you have a safe, separate space that you can pop up and collect what you've ordered. So that might be a bit of a help to local businesses. You think, Matt, you think of bookstores around the country out there that they have invested in online delivery. That's quite good. But also you'd have people that will say, look, I'm quite happy to ring up. And if I can collect it at the front door or through a separate area, that might help them. And also, Matt, a warning from the government that perhaps some of the bigger retailers who are open, the big supermarkets, that they should perhaps consider the impact that they could have on smaller retailers who are closed right now. That you have seen anecdotal evidence, and I've seen it myself as well, that perhaps some of the big food retailers are moving their non-essential retail areas, some things, into the food part of it. So I have had people contact me saying they've seen retailers move some homewares, move some various different things into their food areas, and that the government telling the big retailers to abide not just by the letter of the law, but the spirit of it as well, and highlighting as well that, look, it would be helpful for local businesses that can operate click and collect or click and deliver, that they can do it as long as it's safe.
IBEC today had its HR Leadership Summit and it published its annual update on HR. What were the main findings in it?
A couple of different things, Matt. Obviously, COVID-19 having an impact on companies, but also Brexit. But interesting, some of the different findings out there. What's emerging as concerns for companies? Well, some of them are worried about the long-term implications of working from home. 32% of companies saying that they are concerned about how this will operate into the future. But interesting, Matt, is the findings on salaries and pay. And it's split right down the middle. 49% of companies are forecasting pay rises next year, and 49% are forecasting pay freezes. So you get the sense there that because of what's going on right now, we have an economy split right down the middle where there are companies, particularly the manufacturing sector, the large multinationals and the international financial services sector, who don't really touch the Irish economy, that they may be based here, but most of their business is abroad. They're doing quite well. And then you have the domestic economy, like we just spoke about, particularly in retail, hospitality, leisure, and some domestic focused companies. And they are seeing severe impact of COVID-19 on their business. And they're looking towards pay freezes from their staff, which I suppose is better than cutting staff altogether. Again, you get the sense that perhaps there are some companies doing okay. 28% of companies plan to hire more staff next year. So a real mixed bag out there between who's doing just about okay and who is looking toward an expansion next year and looking to hire more staff. So that's why you see, you know, we've talked about it before, we've got a two-speed economy, one focused on multinationals and one focused on the real Irish economy.
Your old friend Elon Musk, who you've been skeptical about for I don't know how long at this stage, has done it again. He's made more money in Tesla.
I'll tell you, I waited up last night, Matt, for Tesla's results to come true. And you're right, in the third quarter of this year, between July and September, a record quarter for Tesla, the electric car company, it made a profit, $311 million. It shipped over 140,000 cars over that three-month period. And it's also forecasting that by the end of this year, it believes it'll sell another 180 cars. Well, Matt, you know me. I like nothing better than going through a set of financial results. And I actually discovered, Matt, Tesla's profits from, it actually didn't make any money from selling cars. Where it made its profits, Matt, is from selling regulatory emissions credits. So like all companies out there, you can buy, if you're a company that's, that spews out emissions, you can trade it from companies that are really green like Tesla. So it made more money, $380 million from selling credits, because it obviously doesn't emit any harmful emissions, to companies that do. So $380 million from selling these credits, which meant, Matt, that it lost money selling cars. And I've seen some analysts being really skeptical about its future sales, because, of course, you've got loads of European car makers announcing that they are getting into mass production of electric vehicles. And even some of the iconic names in US car making are now making some of their key brands that can actually compete with Tesla. So yesterday, you had General Motors, the big American car company, announcing that its Humvee range now contains a fully electric vehicle that can go 350 miles without a charge. And that would compete with some of Tesla's models, and also would compete with them on price as well. So you've got competition coming on all fronts from Tesla. And you also have the fact, Matt, that there are signs, particularly in Europe, that perhaps Tesla, which is the biggest electric vehicle maker in Europe, perhaps there's a sign that the sales increase is actually slowing down a little bit. I've seen some commentary in that some of the key markets in Europe that it's actually losing out a little bit. So I wonder, Matt, will the Willy Wonka of car making, Elon Musk, will he be found out over the next couple of years?
This is exactly why we have you doing our business coverage on The Last Word, because you're not just giving us the press releases, you're digging in behind and you're actually getting the real figures. That's terrific stuff. One last one that I want to ask you about. We're reluctant at times to put anything up on Facebook. Some of us have even shut down our accounts because we don't want our data to be mined by Facebook. And yet, here it is launching a dating service in Ireland. Would you want Facebook to have all the information about your dating?
There may be people that will, Matt. I just wonder how many of their younger customers might. Yeah, Facebook launching its dating service today in Ireland and across Europe. You will remember back in February, all those many months ago, that when it had plans to launch it, the Data Protection Commission had stepped in because of some concerns about the use of data. Well, that seems to have been cleared up. And today, Facebook launching this, it'll be on your main menu bar on your Facebook page. However, it will be a separate profile, and your friends on Facebook, so your aunts, uncles, and grannies won't be able to see your dating profile. And they're offering services, Matt, which are, I suppose, you know, reflecting where we are right now, that before you meet somebody in person, just in case you're concerned about who they are and whether they look like their profile picture, you have to have a virtual date with them, Matt. But you can also, there are also features up there as well. But can you imagine, Matt, importing your contacts on Facebook? If you're out there looking for a date, next of all, it could be your granny swipes on your profile.
Thank you very much, Ian Guider, Markets Editor of the Business Post.
Today FM's Last Word on Business with Matt Cooper and Capital Flow, providing cash flow solutions for businesses in Ireland with invoice discounting.
Today FM.